The following is brought to you in association with and as a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's show. This is episode 48 of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Justin, joined this week by Skeets is somewhere around here, I think.
Yeah, he's over here.
After he just tore up my Comic-Con poster, you son of a bitch.
Ulysses, I'm fucking it.
Yeah. There's Vince.
Hello.
Timmy.
Anyway.
Mr. Short.
Yeah.
Whole group's here. How was everybody's week?
Awesome. Week? I didn't have to work.
Really?
No snow.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I didn't say anything last week, so we didn't get snow this week. Yeah. Yesterday was Indiana Comic Con. Me and Mr. Short and family went and had a pretty good time.
Yep.
It was extremely busy.
$60 this time.
Yeah. I only spent 10. So, I died once.
Yeah.
And there were thousands of people because Indianapolis had about 8 things going on last night.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Between a women's conference, a work truck expo, a car hot rod thing, cheerleading dance competition, all those were inside and on top of Comic-Con inside the convention center. Outside was the Shamrock Run, because of your damn Irish people, Vince.
Fuck you, real Irish people don't run.
No, some of them weren't really running, they were shambling.
There were a lot of drunk people.
Yeah. And then, as we were leaving the Pacer game, people were going into the Pacer game, and there was Supercross at Lucas Oil. So there were thousands upon thousands of people down there.
There was a women's conference?
This is why I'm glad you didn't go, because we wouldn't have made it to Comic-Con, because we had to pass the women's conference.
Yeah, we were, on our way out, Jenna had to go to the bathroom, so we stopped. They took out the men's bathroom. Well, they didn't take it out, they just put a sign
on
that said women, because there were...
There were hundreds.
A lady was... We were looking around, kind of, like, looking for a men's. And this lady says, "What are you looking for?" I said, "Men's bathroom." She goes, "Well, you got to go downstairs. There's, like, 1,500 women here for this conference." So we just closed the... We just turned the men's bathroom into women's. And we're like...
You imagine standing at the urinal? How do you use this thing?
Yeah. And sit in it.
Fuck them. I would have walked in and pissed on the goddamn floor and walked out.
Yeah. They were filthy. When we were leaving, their women's conference was over, and we had to walk by there again. Filthy trash all over the damn floor.
Because they're women. I had to clean...
This is why I'm glad.
Right. I worked at Toys R Us, right?
Yeah.
And I had to clean the bathrooms.
Right? I've heard
the women's restrooms were always the dirtiest.
I've heard that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But, let's see. There was a lot of cosplaying. We didn't get to see hardly... All the celebrities were off, and packed with people.
When you walked in, there was an empty space because all the vendors were on this side, and all the celebrities were on this side, and there was like an empty void in between. It's not going to be that bad. You look to the right, and it's just a wall of people.
It was...
Vagina? Lots of vagina?
Toothless Poison Ivy
was there again. She made a reappearance.
Creepy Comics?
Yep.
He was there.
They had a booth.
Yeah. Dressed up?
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
We saw him. We saw the back of him. He had blue or purple hair.
Yeah. Dress?
No, I don't know.
Not at this time. I don't think he had dress. But there was a lot of cosplayers. There was not as many Harley Quinns as you would think.
No. There was a couple fat ones.
Yes. There was a lot of people with furry ears.
I saw some little Deadpools, but I didn't see any... Well, there was the guy that was wearing the white suit and a Deadpool mask.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So there was that. I got a picture.
So just fatties and toothless people.
There was some good... There was like a... I wouldn't...
Did you get pictures?
It wasn't regular Doomsday, but it was like a steampunky Doomsday.
Yeah, he had tubes and stuff coming out of him, so I'm not exactly sure which version of Doomsday it was, but that was
He had like a Superman cape in his hand.
Did you get a picture of Toothless Poison Ivy?
Nope,
no.
She kind of walked by us.
Yeah, that was a... Hey, was that... Oh, God, it was! And she was already gone.
You motherfuckers.
She's like...
You talk about her all the time. I want to see what she looks like.
Well, she'll probably be at PopCon.
She really don't look that bad.
Until she smiles.
Yeah.
Fuck. No teeth.
Yeah, this right up his aisle here.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of disease inside there.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Oh, gingivitis. Ooh. I don't think you can get gingivitis on the dick.
There's a little bit more than gingivitis in that mouth.
Just be...
Methamphetamine.
Let me live the dream, okay?
Okay.
But, I did get a picture...
Scraping it off.
Oh, gross.
Stew. God. I did get a picture of Jim Steranko, but he is stuck in the 70s.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God, yes. No, like, worse than you would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the artists I wanted to get artwork from was extremely highly priced. Like, a head sketch was $60, a whole body thing was $250. Yeah. I'm like, that ain't gonna happen.
For you, $400.
You start here. This is a bender, and you swipe to the...
They had a Rancor from Star Wars, which was pretty badass. It was probably 10, 12 feet
tall. Yeah, it was pretty tall.
Yeah.
Ooh, who's that Poison Ivy?
Oh, that
thief.
That would be the one that... Oh, you took a picture of her.
I got hit for that one.
There was a female Predator at the Lego thing.
I like that.
Yeah, but, she was... That was kind of gross.
I'll give you that.
Oh, that Rancor.
Yeah, that was the 10, 12-foot tall Rancor, and it was... There was a hell of a line for that, so we just kind of stood away, and as they were switching people in and out, I tried to snap a picture. So.
The fuck is this zipperhead doing in a fucking...
Well, that's Sharknado.
Oh. Oh.
There's
what that is.
There was a booth. I can't remember what the booth...
Okay.
I can't remember what the booth was called, but there were four guys dressed up as the Ninja Turtles.
They were black as well. That's another reason I'm glad Vince didn't go there. Cause,
so oh, they were black real
Ninja Turtles. Yeah,
they were real Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I had the pizza. He did not. That's true. Just so you know,
they were selling pizza at their booth. So.
Yeah,
I am down with that Poison Ivy.
But. Yeah.
I bet she gives great helmet.
So we have a couple months until PopCon. That's being June. PopCon's already announced a couple of really cool. The artist from Lumberjanes and the artist from Simpsons Comics. Max Jones plays Flash Gordon. He's going to be there.
Shit's so expensive, though.
PopCon's a little bit better priced.
How much was it to get into...
Last year to get in was 25. It's going to be 25 to get in this year.
How much was it to get into Comic Con this
35.
Year?
35. Yeah.
So I remember when it was 25 to get into Gen Con.
Yeah.
For a day.
Yeah.
And now
not
it's,
anymore.
Yeah. Now it's like 75.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Wizard World was 35.
Luckily, I got comp tickets. So yeah. But so that was fun. Found a hell of a deal on comics. Got 50 comics for $10.
We got some good ones, too.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be all shitty ones, but we got some fairly new Flash. I got some fairly new Flash ones. I got some...
you got that
McFarlane...
Couple
two
McFarlane
Spider-Mans.
Yeah. A couple of really? All decks.
I got Death, Vertigo.
Yeah.
The Neil Gaiman one.
No shit.
Yeah.
Two out. It was a series of three. I only got one and three.
Yeah.
I bought Daniel the...
Omnibus?
Todd McFarlane Spider-Man cover, The Torment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I bought that. I forget which issue it is, but he still got it.
Yeah.
Fucker.
But it was good. It was just so packed, and apparently I quit breathing for a while, so apparently I was turning blue, and yeah, it was a bad deal. I couldn't hear. I couldn't see. My lips were turning blue. I lost motor function. It took me 3 minutes to open my wallet to pay the guy for comic books. Don't know. So
he went all zipper head.
Sharknado.
Sharknado.
I thought it was a Goomba in a cloud. Just saying.
He just shark on his head.
As you do.
I saw the Asian guy and I thought Nintendo.
I can see that. All the TV shows were not. There were no new TV shows. I will say
Scorpion.
Yeah, jeez. We'll talk about that real quick.
No, there were no new TV shows.
Well, the Asian girl and the fucking kid from American Pie finally kissed. That's been, they've been teasing that all season. And they're teasing the Walter and the waitress girl getting together. Last Man on Earth is still hilarious.
All right, yeah, have you seen
I haven't
that?
Seen the new one. Dude, but I saw the first two.
To Kill the Bitch?
Oh, no. Now there's two women. Another woman has showed up, and it's January Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The woman he fantasized about in the
yes.
first one.
Yes. So, that's good. I will say, if you haven't watched Powers on PlayStation, get on that now, as it is. They have the first three episodes are out, and they're going to release one a week, like a normal TV show, based on the Bendis book. It is fantastic. I mean, Eddie Izzard's going to win an award for playing Wolf. So far, he's been naked through three episodes, and they've lobotomized him a bunch, but he keeps growing back. So, because he eats people and takes their powers. That's what he does. And he's killed hundreds of people. So, really good. I guess we'll go straight into the TV news. We've talked about this Arrow Flash team-up spinoff show that they're working on.
Yeah.
They've put out for three new characters. These three characters have not been on any DC show before. One of them is called The Traveler, a Han Solo-esque rogue, journeyed back in time on a secret mission. Razor-sharp wit hides the pain of a man who's lived through serious conflict. He harbors many secrets, always leaving both his teammates and the audience unsure of his true allegiances. The guess is that this is either Rip Hunter or it's Booster Gold. From the comics.
Booster Gold?
Yeah. I love Booster Gold.
You got a Booster Gold number one. That
That's how the damn dog got his name. Skeets, that's Booster Gold's robot. Female warrior, a 20-something Latina. Pretty unassuming, book smart, and socially awkward, but by night, when she hears the cry of battle, her fury is ignited and she becomes a fierce warrior, so much so that sometimes she can become a threat to others and herself. I'm not sure. This could be Fury, who is one of the Amazons. So I'm not exactly sure who that one's going to be. But the last one here, I'm pretty sure who this one is. It's called Mystery Hero. That's just what they put the casting as. An African-American male in his 20s will fill the role of a regular street-smart guy who unexpectedly gains powers. And then, as part of the team, regularly quips about the insanity of the situation.
Jaden Smith.
Shut up.
Give it time.
Give it time. This is either going to be Black Lightning or it's Static Shock. So. But that's it for...
Black Lightning sounds cooler.
Yeah. And since they're already working on the Static Shock digital thing, so. We have Ash versus Evil Dead news. Lucy Lawless has joined the cast. Going back with Sam Raimi and... She will be playing Ruby, a mysterious figure who is myopic in her quest to hunt down the source of the recent evil outbreaks. The only problem, she believes Ash is the cause. Okay.
So is,
Oh. So she will be joining the cast, like I said, reteaming with Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi from, obviously, the Xena days. So that'll be good. Sad news. We kind of knew this one was coming. Sam Simon, producer of The Simpsons, passed away at 59, pancreatic cancer. Known about this for a while. He's been giving away all of his money to charities and stuff, but he went ahead and passed away.
he went ahead and passed away. Oh, fuck it.
Might as well just die.
Yeah.
One on the screen.
Because it's split screen. Thanks to our IT guy, finally did something.
You just pick whatever goes on that screen?
Yeah.
I don't know how that shit works.
Well, because you're fucking stupid.
Well, let's see Bobby's, man.
Yeah.
Titties on the screen.
In a minute.
You know what movie? You know what movie when you watch in the background? Gay Niggers from Outer Space.
That sounds like a movie that shouldn't be made.
No, it's really good. It'll change your life.
I doubt it.
It's like Glory. But
it'll
it's
change your life. Yeah. and gay.
They released the new Daredevil trailer featuring more about the Kingpin. We watched it before we started recording. Looks amazing. I am all excited for this, and I will binge watch it horribly.
But doesn't Daredevil have a red suit? Because he just had like a black thing.
This is going off of the Frank Miller story where he first starts out and he has that black suit.
Okay.
They have said towards the end of the series he will get the red suit.
Okay.
So, but he's colorblind, so to him it's all black.
Well, he's not just colorblind. He's blind.
He's regular blind.
He's regular blind. There is some casting for Daredevil. They have announced that Rob Morgan, he's been on Person of Interest, Matt Gerald from Avatar and Dexter. Morgan will take the role of Turk Barrett, a small-time criminal in Hell's Kitchen, and Gerald will play a machinist named Melvin Potter, gets caught between a rock and a hard place. They've added four original characters just for the show. Peter Shinkoda, he was on Hawaii Five-O, as he will play Nobu, a Japanese businessman with his own agenda. Wai Ching Ho. I paused for laughter.
Ding Pow Ow.
He's been on SVU and Blue Bloods. She will play Madame Gao, a powerful woman running her own trade. And lastly,
Ho Chi Minh.
No, Nikolai Nikolev.
I think he's dead.
And Gideon Emery will play Russian brothers named Vladimir and Antley, hoping to forge new names for themselves in America. So you're getting the Asian mob and you're getting the Russian mob.
Holy book.
Normally when a series is ordered for pilot, they wait till the pilot comes out and see if it goes to series. Not AMC. The Walking Dead spinoff is not even... They're filming it now. They went ahead and gave it a 2-season order. Which is practically unheard of.
And it's going to bomb.
First season will consist of only 6 episodes. That's the same thing they did for Walking Dead. It will air late this summer. Likely leading to... It will tie in... Or once that... It's like they did with Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Once this is over... Wait a week, and then normal Walking Dead will take over. Season 2, presumably will be regular size, so that's 13 to 16 episodes. Will air in 2016. They don't know exactly how many episodes. Next thing, police in Northern Ireland, speaking of the Irish, successfully foiled a terrorist bomb plot on the set of Game of Thrones.
Was it a potato bomb?
No, it was a bomb, but...
It was a bomb bomb.
It was a bomb bomb. Sticky bomb bomb.
There were potatoes involved, though.
There was liquor.
Who did it?
Just...
NRA.
That's kind of...
Not the NRA. IRA.
Whatever.
IRA is my 401k. KK. This was sad. I don't know if a lot of people know the name. Wendell Middlebrooks. The name ring a bell? Apparently not. He's been on Body of Proof, but he's probably most known for his Miller Life.
Oh, yeah.
Living the High Life.
Yeah.
The black guy that was...
Oh, yeah.
He died. It was 36. It was unexpected. Just...
Is this going to be another one of your he just said fuck it things?
No.
Oh.
This was... He was found unresponsive at his home and...
I can't believe how many crackers drinking this nigga beer. Shit.
This is why he didn't go to the convention with us.
Yeah. He would have been stabbed.
Hate crime, sex crimes, crime.
Crime, crime.
They had a real Irish on Irish from crime. The Game of Thrones. He probably would have been stabbed.
Yeah. Please don't touch the Damascus sword. PlayStation View, which is apparently their standalone, their version of Hulu.
Oh, I'm glad it isn't their version of The View.
Yeah. That show's to
cluck.
Garbage.
Cluck.
You never say his
Hens.
I thought you were going for
Family Guy. They were
cut.
Rosie O'Donnell, chicken looking. Yeah.
Yeah. What's that other show? Not The View, but the...
The Talk. The Real. The View. There's so many. It's just...
The Talk. That's sexist as hell, man. You ever watch
is
that shit?
The one, is that
with
the one?
With Sharon Osbourne
Sharon
on?
Osbourne and Aisha Tyler.
Yeah.
And
that dink from...
Jesus
Christ. What is that show called? Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to watch you now!
I don't know what's going on.
Amy Chen or Julie
Chen. So by the
Tupu Koo. Julie Chen, I think it is.
Yeah, that's the one you're thinking of. The one that's married to the head of CBS, yeah. But
Ding Pow Ow.
PlayStation has announced that PlayStation View will launch within 2 weeks in New York, Philly, and Chicago.
Fuck Indianapolis, huh?
This is the test for 3 weeks, and then it'll be nationwide, apparently.
Fucking run your shit through a VPN. Or a New York proxy server and watch
English,
it.
Speak English, goddammit.
Yeah, he said dick pic ow, or some shit like that.
I said, just plug that thing in, man.
But apparently...
Is that better?
Hey, he understood. Apparently, Sony has secured rights from channels from Viacom, Comcast NBC, CBS, 21st Century Fox. So you're going to get... It's going to be Hulu. This is going to be one of the big cord cutters. Speaking of another cord cutter, based off the HBO Go or HBO Now, whichever one they're calling it, Showtime is going to do their own. So,
well, they passed net neutrality, so...
Yeah.
Which is good. See, I was in that band of, oh no, the government's going to be... What they're really trying to do is to keep the cable companies from fucking everybody.
Yeah.
They're trying to... decentralize them or whatever.
But then again, this is the same government that can't make a profit off the postal service.
I know.
So.
I know.
This was sad and it was confusing, and if you're old like me and Vince, you know some of these shows. The animation studio Soup to Nuts has closed down.
No shit.
Best known for their work of Dr. Katz,
yeah,
which we know, and Home Movies, was on Adult Swim.
The Jittery Fuckers.
Yeah, squiggly line art.
Yeah.
Recently, they've been doing the PBS show Word Girl. That's yeah.
I've seen that one.
Yep.
They shut it down, too.
Yeah, they shut it down.
So what's going to happen to Word Girl?
Apparently, they went ahead and animated 7th and 8th season. So after that, we don't know.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, Dr. Katz, which...
Yeah.
H. John Benjamin, the voice of Archer, and the voice of Bob from Bob's Burgers. That's where I first heard him, was Dr. Katz, so...
Yeah, Dr. Katz, what a great cartoon.
It was, but man, we're old and probably a lot of people don't remember it. Okay, now I have flash news for the show. And I don't understand how they're going to do this, so somebody's going to have to help me. Greg Berlanti, the showrunner, said last night they were doing a Paley conference. Said that members of the DC Comics Flash family could appear as soon as next season. He was asked whether it might be Wally West or Barry Allen. He said that was the plan.
Barry Allen's already on there.
Yeah. Bart Allen. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, let's ignore Bart. How the hell would they do Wally West?
I don't know.
I don't know how they would... They would have to veer away from the comics unless Barry dies at the end of this... first season, which kind of fuck up the show.
Yeah.
Alternate universe?
Maybe. I don't know.
Time travel?
Well, we're going to get that. They've already said we're going to get time travel, so... Especially because that will explain how Wells is Reverse Flash and that whole deal, so...
Maybe he'll go into the future and figure out that he dies.
Yeah. That could be. I have Preacher casting news. It looks like we found Jesse.
Who?
Dominic Cooper. Do you know who he is?
I think.
Okay, he played Howard Stark.
I know you're talking about.
And,
you didn't... Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Oh. I can see that.
Yeah, he played Howard Stark in, was it Captain America, the first one, and then on Agent Carter. Looks like he's going to be Preacher. Yeah, AMC is eyeing Dominic Cooper for the Preacher TV series.
No shit.
Yeah.
Have they announced who the Preacher's going to be?
No, they're saying it's probably going to be him.
Oh, I thought you... For Jesse... Oh, okay, yeah.
Jesse.
I'm high.
Preacher, hi, how you doing?
I'm so high.
Okay.
Zipper head.
He's not really. He's not really high. He's just confused.
Yeah, I got... Damn.
Quit acting like your brother.
It's not an act.
Well, damn. Two more racial slurs, we get the next one free. Don't worry, we'll hit it. Fox's Lucifer show has added D.B. Woodside. He was on 24. And Rachel Harris. Probably most people know her from The Hangover. She was the wife.
Okay.
To its cast, Woodside will join the cast as Amandiel, an angel from heaven who must convince Lucifer to return to hell. And Harris will play Linda, a therapist who routinely bestows advice on Lucifer because he goes to see a therapist in L.A. Like you do, apparently. So, this one I don't understand, Timmy, and you're the Grand Theft Auto guy. BBC is producing a making-of show about Grand Theft Auto. Okay? Rockstar Games is not involved. How?
I don't know.
Okay. Moving on, that was it for TV news.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll go to movies. I will warn you now, there is some good movie news and a lot of bad movie news this week.
Am I going to get confused?
You're going to get angry.
Confused, then angry.
Yeah. First thing I have is Valiant Entertainment, the comic book publisher, has secured an 8-figure equity investment from DMG Entertainment out of China, plus an additional 9 figures for the production of film and TV projects. So they've got invested into by the hundreds of millions of dollars by this Chinese company. The publisher has a library of over 2,000 characters, including Exo Manowar, Harbinger, Bloodshot, Shadow Man, and Archer and Armstrong. I believe Bloodshot and Archer and Armstrong are already, they're in pre-production work on that now. Stephanie Sigmund has signed on for the James Bond movie Spectre, playing the mysterious character known only as Estrella. She is going to be your Bond girl.
Estrella Volva.
You know, this is the same people that got us with Pussy Galore, so yeah, I could see that happening.
Estrella Clitoris.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not
sure. Looks like she got beat up right there.
Yeah, that's a bad picture.
Maybe she dated Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. Yeah. Next thing I have is, this should have been on TV news. I apologize. That's what I get for doing the thing at 12:30 in the morning. The first 3 months of HBO Now, their streaming service, will only be available on Apple devices. Apple TV or iOS.
Yeah.
And then it will go to other things.
Did you see that? The Mexican government paid to rewrite James Bond's script to cast her?
Yeah. That's how she got in.
So they needed a Mexican?
Well, you gotta get your beer quality, man. Beer quota.
Wow.
Okay. One more to go before our free discount. Thanks, Timmy. Okay, let's get into the Ghostbuster news.
Oh, God damn it. This is the bad news, isn't it?
There's worse coming. Ivan Reitman is going to produce a male-driven Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I heard about this.
That could be directed by the Russo brothers, who did Winter Soldier, and are going to do, I don't know if they're going to be doing this, because they're going to do Civil War, and then they're probably going to do Infinity War, so I don't know. Will be written by Drew Pearce, and could star Channing Tatum and Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Now, this is not a let's put Chris Pratt rumor for everything. He's real good friends with Channing Tatum, and they want to do a movie together. This is something they want to do. It's not a...
But it's in the universe of the Ghostbusters.
We're getting there.
Okay.
It's the beginning of a planned Ghostbuster-verse, which would include more spinoffs and TV shows and merch. But yes, the Paul Feig women's movie is still happening. If the women's movie does good, the men's movie does good, the third movie would team them all together.
Why not? Sounds wonderful.
I think you're high now, too.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
If I could get a hold of the old Ghostbusters RPG,
oh, yeah.
I would in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I almost bought the Tobin Spirit Guide. It was the Monster Manual.
Mm-hmm. I don't...
You should go to PopCon with us.
You'd be amazed what you find. I don't understand this Ghostbuster thing. Fine, do the female movie. I don't care about that. Maybe it'll be funny. Some of Bridesmaids was funny. But now you're...
You watched Bridesmaids?
It's surprising.
And Glee. I knew it. You too.
Hey, I don't watch
Glee. Or on the download.
I've seen it too.
That means you're the outcast.
Oh boy.
Irish.
I know. I'm the outcast on a show of outcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make him the white sheep?
Yeah, pretty much.
The transparent one.
You're the albino. You're powder.
Fuck you.
They're pandering because of all the blowback. Oh, God, a female one. Shit, people are mad. Let's do a guy one. God damn it, stop.
Well, hell yeah, we're mad. Get rid of the fucking female one and do the guy one. That wasn't the plan. The plan was to have everybody from the old one back in it. That
except
was the plan.
Except Ernie Hudson, because he's black.
No, he was going to be in it. I know you're trying to joke, but...
Well, yeah, he was going to be in it, actually.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was the plan. Now that, you know,
yeah.
Harold Ramis is gone...
That
I get
screwed
it.
Everything up.
I know.
That and Dan Aykroyd being... Dan
crazy.
Aykroyd.
I just... I don't know, man.
And I think if Bill Murray hadn't become...
Bill fucking Murray.
Bill fucking Murray and crazy hermit Bill Murray popping up whenever he wants to
yeah.
type of thing, then we would have had our Ghostbuster thing. But I'm all...
He was crazy before. Now people have given him free reign to do whatever he wants. Yeah. So
next story.
It only gets... It's all downhill from here.
Pretty much.
I hate you.
EastEnders star Sam Strike is going to play Leatherface in the upcoming Texas Chainsaw prequel.
Yes, from EastEnders.
Yeah, so they get a British guy to play a Texan.
Yeah, Leatherface.
Yeah.
Look how pretty he is.
He will play Jackson, the teenager who grows up to be Leatherface.
He's pretty.
He's pretty.
Yeah.
And he's going to be Leatherface.
Yeah.
I can't even just fucking... Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. This might make you happy, and it might make your wife upset.
Who? Whose wife?
The only other one, fucking one here is married.
I am. Oh. I'm all sorts of confused today.
Can you scroll down?
Has somebody got into my pills today?
I'm turning blue.
No, that was me yesterday. Johnny Depp suffered an injury to his hand while on location for Pirates of the Caribbean next week.
She already knew.
He was flown back to the States for surgery and will miss 5 weeks. They're going to continue to film around him. He'll be back. And he wasn't even on set. He was just there.
They're making another movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you really don't listen to the fucking show.
But then they plan to do two or three more?
It depended on how this one does.
I like those movies. Yeah, they're brainless. They're not really...
This might make you happy. I'm trying to build you back up before
to let you back down.
Before I literally eviscerate you. Yeah. Filming is now underway for Rob Zombie's 31.
Yeah.
He has cast Judy Gleason as Sister Dragon, one third of the team that runs Murder World. She was the creepy old woman in Lords of Salem. Mm-hmm. And he has also brought back Malcolm McDowell as Father Murder, the owner of Murder World. So he's bringing his crew back in.
Malcolm McDowell.
Yes. So, see?
That's kind of cool.
You got the smile on your face?
Yeah, I'm going to see that.
And now I'm going to take it away.
All right.
Disney.
Stop the show. We're done.
Has announced a live-action remake of Dumbo.
Gets worse.
Directed by Tim Burton.
Is he going to have the black guys? The crows?
This is what I don't know. Are you going to have the crows?
I forgot about the drunk part.
Yeah.
Is he all going to be like, yo, what's up, nigga? Yeah. You doing okay? Shit.
I never seen an elephant fly. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think we hit our quota.
I think the WB was free.
Moon crickets and Mississippi blue gums everywhere.
Oh, God. Once this was announced, here's where you're going to get mad. Once this was announced, PETA wrote a letter to Disney and to Tim Burton.
Of course they did.
Saying, we're hopeful in that in your adaptation of Dumbo, the young elephant and his mother can have a truly happy ending by living out their lives at a sanctuary instead of continuing to be imprisoned and abused by the entertainment industry. Vagina.
They do know it's a movie, right?
No.
Where were they? Why didn't PETA write a letter for Operation Dumbo Drop? That was a fucking... Jesus Christ.
We're in the car and he said they're remaking a movie with an elephant in it.
That's the first thing Dumbo.
I was like, it's larger than life.
Yeah.
He goes, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gonna bring that Parker Lewis for that? Parker Lewis is the mouse. Swallow.
Here's the twist. The mother is Murderous Mary.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Elephant.
Yeah.
There was an elephant that was apparently very angry and killed a bunch of people, and they hanged her with a
noose.
Railroad train.
Fuck thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a crane. Yeah.
To me, Dumbo is something you don't mess with. It's in the Godfather level of don't fuck with it. Listen, look, don't fucking live action it.
Don't make... There should be a law. No movie remakes before 1980.
I'll give you that, yeah.
I don't... Just leave this shit alone. It's old and established in...
But it is what it is. This goes in with Disney doing a new live action Jungle Book. They just did Cinderella, just came out.
Toy Story.
They're working on Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
I want to see how they get the freaking cup to talk.
It's
the clock and all that bullshit.
Yeah, I
can't. That's... I don't get it.
I don't either.
Why?
I want to see live action. I go watch a fucking play.
Why? And PETA needs to keep their goddamn cocksuckers shut.
PETA kills more animals every year than most humane shelters all put together.
Oh, and the fucking cunt that runs the place is diabetic, and how you think she gets her fucking insulin and shit? Through animal experimentation.
Oh, he's right on this. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Next news, principal photography will begin on Tron 3 on October 5th. The only additional detail is that Garrett Hunlin is the only star that's coming back, but we're guessing Olivia Wilde will be back and Jeff Bridges, and so, but they haven't been announced.
Bruce Boxleitner.
Yes. Warner Brothers is apparently considering Chris Pine to play Green Lantern for the Green Lantern movie in Justice League. So Captain Kirk, new Captain Kirk. Yeah, fine.
Keep going.
The producers of the fifth installment of Transformers have delayed the movie. It was supposed to come out June 24th of 2016. Now it will be sometime, air quotes, in 2017. So we don't know nothings.
They gotta wait for Mark Wahlberg to get done doing whatever he's doing.
I think so.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
First two or three were pretty good.
And it looks like Shia LaBeouf might come back. Megan Fox might come back. You're gonna get Shia LaBeouf and Mark Wahlberg in the same movie. I don't know if a movie theater can hold that much charisma.
I thought they said they weren't going to use Mark Wahlberg again.
Ah, he'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
Money, yeah, yeah.
They got to get the Transformer to the Hobba.
Yeah, it's a bald Transformer.
Jahabba.
Yeah. Timmy, I'm sorry.
Here it comes.
They're making a new version of the Naked Gun.
Now, you see, when you say Timmy, I'm sorry, you got to be more specific.
You dumb bastard. They're making a new Naked Gun.
I don't agree with that. I'm with him. That's a movie you don't touch.
And it's going to star Ed Helms.
Nope. He's funny, but he's no...
Ed Helms. From The Office and from The Hangover.
The dentist from The Hangover.
And he's the new guy in the Vacation
remake. I don't know
remake.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, he's Rusty Griswold.
This is how fucking out of touch with reality I am. TV. I don't watch TV. Oh, fucking God damn it. Are you serious?
Yes.
Are they going to get OJ on a work release thing?
I still can't believe that he was up to play the original Terminator.
Norbert!
But they didn't believe that OJ was... People would believe that he could kill people. That's why they had to cast Arnold. That's legit.
The white guy, he'd kill anything.
You mean the Austrian Nazi? Yeah, fuck, he'll do it. Not OJ.
I can't believe this shit.
They're going to bring back Norbert.
Yeah.
They're remaking...
Naked Gun.
44 and a fourth.
Why?
But you see, that how can they redo it? Because the third one, the last one, was 33 and a third. The final insult.
Yes, with Anna Nicole Smith.
Why?
Money. Because nobody, if you have an original idea, Hollywood is scared shitless to put any money into it when they can do shit like this and go, oh, millions of dollars, millions of dollars.
Where are they going to get millions of dollars for that?
People are stupid.
Crowdfunding.
No, they'll get this and it'll make money. And
we need to come up with a movie idea.
Yes, we do.
Frankenstein.
Speaking of money, yeah. Disney has announced Frozen 2.
Still frozen.
The Big Thaw.
Oh, we were talking about this at work. I hope that Anna gets pneumonia. and dies.
Why not?
Or it turns out like a, oh, what's that guy, not Steinbeck, Jack London. It'll turn out like a Jack London book.
I honest to God thought you were going to say Don Stupp there for a second.
No.
The mayor of Newfoundland.
Jack London. Wouldn't that be awesome? What was that book, that short story he wrote? To Start a Fire?
Yes.
I hope it turns out like that, the ending.
They don't know what we're talking about.
But that, yes. I would go see. She's pissing on her hands to get him to warm up.
I don't care if it's only funny to me and him. Okay, we got Star Wars movie news. Moving on from pissing on your hands to warm them up. They have announced the name of the first spinoff movie. It will be called Rogue One. Now, when I first heard this, I thought it's going to be fucking Top Gun meets Star Wars. X-Wings, and here we go. We don't know yet. It could be like a special ops team.
Kenny Loggins?
Bring him back. The first actress cast...
Lana!
Yes. Danger Zone! The first actress cast is Felicity Jones, who was in Theory of Everything. Rogue One will be directed by Gareth Edwards. Should start shooting this summer in London. Is due for release December 16th next year. They also announced that Rian Johnson will write and direct Episode 8, which is set for release May 26th, 2017. So you're going to get a Star Wars movie every year, it looks like. As long as they're quality, I'm fine.
There's going to be more and more Star Wars crap at the cons.
Yes.
Star Wars isn't that great.
I did see two people as Trekkies. Or not. Dressed up as Trek.
There was a Spock booth. That guy was a professional Spock in person.
Yes. You're alive. That was a good joke. I don't care. You know, laughing bastards. Moving on. Thank you. Suicide Squad, movie I am all excited about. They have announced that the head villain will be Antiphon. Basically, he runs an organization. He's Dr. Claw that runs an organization. That group is called Onslaught. Yes, I know. Hold on.
Dr. Claw, that'd be awesome.
We saw a guy cosplaying Dr. Claw.
We didn't get a picture.
Is it just a hand?
It was... Oh, you got a picture?
I have early onset shaky.
He had a black mask on.
Yeah.
He had the hand, and he had a cat in his other hand, and then he had a chair behind him.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It was
if I didn't have the freaking palsy here, I could have got a clear shot. But Antiphon will lead the group Onslaught, and on their side will be Deathstroke. So we're going to get Deathstroke on the big screen. And he will be played by, as of right now, and it looks like this is a done deal.
Jaden Smith.
No. Joe Manganiello. He has canceled another movie he was going to do, but didn't announce why he canceled to do it. It's because he's going to go play Deathstroke. So that's going to be badass. Also, they have announced more about Jared Leto's Joker. Apparently, it will draw a lot of inspiration from Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns type of... It will be in the suit with the big shoulders, and it will be probably a little bulkier than this.
That's too bad. I'd like to see him as a old-school Joker from the series.
Cesar Romero?
Cesar Romero.
Yeah. It's King Tut. Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah. Egg-foo. But yeah, so Suicide Squad's filling out they're not rewriting the script, they're adding more to it now, polishing it up, since they're going to be adding Deathstroke and all this. So. Another sad thing in news, Sid Haig from Devil's Rejects and every good horror movie, he's in the hospital, don't know the specifics, but he was forced to cancel. He was supposed to be at Monster Mania in Jersey this last weekend and had to cancel due to a health issue that required hospitalization, so...
That's Captain Spaulding, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, get better, Sid. We need you in 31. Next thing I have is Sony has killed Genndy Tartakovsky, his Popeye. We watched his animation test for it earlier. I loved it.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It would have been so good.
Yeah.
As a, like you said, slapstick comedy. Fucking the way Popeye should have been, but they canceled it basically because... Sony did a lot of upper management rearranging due to the hacking crap, and a new person has taken over the animation department, and they're going to do it their own way now. So he's off the bat. Jamie Foxx has announced he will play Mike Tyson in a new movie, a biopic movie. But that's, whatever.
I wear mini hats.
This is what has piqued my interest about it, is who's going to direct it.
Quentin Tarantino.
Mike Tyson. No.
That would be awesome. I never did it.
Don King presents.
No, fuck.
Jaden Smith.
No.
Oprah.
Think of a world-class, one of the best directors in the world, who has
done Steven Spielberg.
Who has done a boxing movie in the past. One of the best boxing movies of all time.
Clint Eastwood.
No. Martin Scorsese.
Really?
Huh. This will be his first boxing movie since Raging Bull.
I was about to say Sylvester Stallone.
I'd be okay with that. So, I'm kind of, but man, Jamie Foxx just, no, man. No.
He wouldn't, no. He could probably do the voice, but Tracy Morgan.
That
would be great.
Yeah.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox. Tito Jackson.
He's too busy doing heroin.
That's true.
Michael J. Fox?
No. Tito Jackson. Oh.
He tried. His arm looks like Swiss cheese from all the holes.
He didn't even get it in. It scratches.
It's like when Blind Melon came on the radio last night and I started doing this on my arm.
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore.
And then Spoon Man came on right after.
No shit. Yeah. No rain?
Yeah.
And Spoon Man. Imagine that. Yeah. I love Alt 103.3.
No, it was on the Slacker Radio.
Yeah.
It was a theme.
Fantastic Four has moved its release date back a week. Because of Star Wars. They were supposed to come out directly against Star Wars. One, your movie's going to be shit anyway.
Yeah.
Two, you ain't coming out against Star Wars. Come on, man.
Just put it out against Star Wars.
Just put it out direct to fucking Netflix.
That way nobody will see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a black Johnny Storm.
I don't either. No. And it has nothing to do with racism or nothing. That is not the character.
No.
You're changing...
The storyline.
The story,
Was it you who was talking about Michelle Rodriguez saying...
Yeah. We had that on the show.
Yeah, last week.
When I was by myself.
Yeah.
That she said, leave the white people their white things. And then everybody jumped her shit.
There's plenty of more diverse characters in the universe. I mean...
You don't have to take over, get the studios to make that character.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, well. Timmy, you're going to be happy about this. And I think the rest of us might be as well. Bruce Campbell is still working on a script. It is almost done. For an Expendables-type horror movie.
That's going to be good. We talked about that a while ago.
He has asked about it again. He said the script is pretty much done. So maybe after they get done shooting the first season of Ash vs. Evil Dead, they can get in on this. Now, I've heard two things. I've heard that it's going to be all the... A rumor of it is that all of the survivors from certain horror movies will be together, and all of the villains will be attacking them, like a gang up one. So,
Jamie Lee Curtis. That's the only one I can think of.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Fucking the chick that John Cusack was with for a long time on Party of Five. She was in the Scream movies.
Oh, Nev Campbell?
Nev Campbell, yeah.
Tucker and Dale.
Tucker and Dale, yeah.
Anna Faris.
Oh, whoa. Jesus. I don't know if you lost a tooth. Like,
another one?
I'm like, you're getting ready for the Poison Ivy thing a little earlier. Another casting that I'm okay with. This past weekend, I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, at Lexington Comic Con, James O'Barr announced... that Jack Houston from Boardwalk Empire has been confirmed that he will play the Crow. I'm okay with this. It was the sniper.
Yeah, Richard. Right?
He was the guy that had the mask on, so he's going to be your Crow. I'm fine with that. Last thing I have for movie news. We got a lot of this. I'm happy for a lot of it. Kevin Smith took to Facebook because apparently some people were saying that Clerks 3 was going to be his last movie. Actually, Clerks 3 will start filming in May in Philadelphia. Just to get that out there.
West Philadelphia?
Born and raised.
He's not doing it in Jersey?
Part of it. Clerks 3, I believe, is the look for a partner for Randall. Because Dante got married off. Jay and Bob are together, obviously. Hetero life mates.
Right.
So they got to find somebody for Randall.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's going to match Randall, I think, because the...
They're bringing his ex-wife back.
It's going to be a black girl.
No, because they already did that with Dante.
Oh, yeah.
With Rosario Dawson. But he did... at one time, he did say that Clerks 3 was going to be his last movie. But he said Tusk changed all that. Now, his next 2 years are booked. Shooting. They're shooting Clerks 3. Then he's going to move on to Hit Somebody, which is a hockey mini-series. We'll shoot September to Christmas in 2015. Then February to March 2016, he goes Moose Jaws and Anti-Claws. This will finish his Yoga Hosers trilogy, which is Tusk, Yoga Hosers, and Moose Jaw. And after that, Mallrats 2.
Yeah.
Script is halfway done.
Brody.
That's, yeah, Jason Lee and Affleck back. Come on. Will they bring back Shannon Elizabeth? Yeah, or not Shannon Elizabeth. What the fuck? Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Claire Forlani.
Bring them all back.
What up?
I'm ready for that one, yeah.
Michael Rooker.
Yeah. He's a crazy bastard.
I know.
Remember when he was on the, he got on the PA at the last con we were at? Come see me, I'm on my fucking booth.
I remember that.
Yeah. He's like, I'm yelling into a microphone. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Merle. But, so yeah, Kevin Smith, this shit. We're doing it, so.
I'm actually excited about that.
Yeah, I am too. Finally, we end movie news with decent something good.
Because it's different.
Yes.
It's not the same shit.
Comic book news, real quick. There's a few things. The Royal Cayman Island Police have called off their search for Norman Lee. He's worked on Spider-Man, Wolverine, X-Men. He went snorkeling with his wife on March 5th near their hotel. And they were separated. And she made it back to shore and immediately got to call the cops. And he's gone. So maybe he snuck away. Maybe undercurrent. They don't know. They haven't found a body.
Wow. Shark.
NATO.
Yeah.
This is a Japanese guy in the water with him.
You swim over here. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I got a sushi for you.
Star Wars has announced their first gay character in canon. Not canon shoot the gay character. I know exactly where your brain went with that. It will be in the book Star Wars Lords of the Sith, Moff Moores, an Imperial who has made some very serious mistakes, but she is an incredibly capable leader and spends much of the book working hard to prevent absolute failure. She also happens to be a lesbian.
And she likes to eat pussy.
Yep. Space pussy.
Space pussy. And she's a Sith, right?
Imperial, so yeah. So, more Star Wars book news. Disney and Lucasfilm are working together to release a total of 20 books set in the Star Wars universe between now and when Force Awakens shows up. Jeez. This is called Journey to Star Wars: The Force Awakens, and will offer reading materials for fans of multiple generations. You're going to have like novels, sticker books for the kids and stuff like this. The main objective is to fill in the gap between Jedi and The Force Awakens, that 30-year gap. Kind of what everybody's been up to type of thing. Marvel has announced a new Secret Wars series that you're going to have to start buying. Giant-sized Little Marvel, Avengers vs. X-Men, will be written and drawn by Scotty Young.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
And the table on your side rose up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My penis.
His stuff is...
I'm erect. You might want to do it on our screen so we can see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I can see you. Look at that little you.
Hey, I'm over there. But all the Scotty Young stuff, there was a ton of it at the last convention. So
yeah, they had a whole long box of all Scotty Young variant covers.
Yeah, but he's going to draw and write this one. And basically, they've let him go in his own little corner of the universe. And
that's fantastic.
So, that'd yeah.
Awesome. That Hulk looks amazing.
Yeah, I have a bunch of his variant covers.
Yeah, he is one of the better artists.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get
but
that.
But you're going to get that. This was sad. Terry Pratchett died. I sent you the message.
Yeah, I know, so glad.
Probably most known for Discworld series of books.
Hogwarts.
I got into it mostly through Good Omens, which was him and Neil Gaiman wrote the book together.
He wrote The Hogfather, too.
Yeah. Died at 66 after a battle with Alzheimer's.
Did you see the petition going around?
No.
They're trying to petition death to bring him back to life.
That's fun. That's good. DC has announced... Oh, shit, I clicked the wrong button. DC has announced redesigns to a bunch of the characters. We were looking at them earlier. A new Flash redesign, which kind of looks like the same design, really, just a little darker.
Yeah.
Green Arrow kind of looks more of a mix from the show and the book, like they're merging them together a little. Green Lantern apparently has some type of gauntlet, and he's wearing a hoodie, and it says Renegade, so I have no idea what they're doing with that. Froze up. Wonder Woman looks like battle armor, you want to say, almost? She's completely covered, and she has, like, sword gauntlets that come out of her arm. Superman is in a jeans and a t-shirt, and apparently his suit is underneath, or some garbage like that. And Batman is probably the biggest redesign. He looks like Chappie. Or, like you said, Blue Beetle.
Yeah, Batman has become Blue Beetle.
Ah, the Tick.
Yeah, the Tick. There you go, he's the fucking Tick.
With Arthur's ears.
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell they're doing with Batman, and that kind of scares me. So, I don't know. Last thing I have for comic book news is there are some variant covers coming out for June. DC is doing variants for Batgirl 41. Wait a minute, there I am. Batgirl 41, and I think that's the one I'm going to have to get because it is a dark... No. Killing Joke, right? That's the homage
Death
to...
Of, Death of Family, isn't it? Well, no, it's Killing,
Killing
Joke.
Killing Joke, yeah. Because yeah.
That's where he shoots Barbara.
Yeah. It's an homage to that. Flash 41, Gotham Academy. The one from Gotham Academy almost looks like from the animated series.
Yeah.
Justice League 41 and Superman 41. So these are all coming out of the Convergence deal that's going to happen here in a couple weeks. So that's all I got for comic book news. I have three things for video games, and then I'll throw it to Vince.
Yes, sir.
Mortal Kombat has announced Johnny Cage, Sonya Blade will be playable, as well as Jason Voorhees. They announced on Friday the 13th he will be DLC in the combat pack, so who knows what else they're going to add to that. I'm hoping Spawn. Since yeah. That rumor's been floating.
Do we know yet if it's going to be on 360?
I don't know. I will look this up.
I think it's just next gen.
It might be. Titanfall 2 has been confirmed.
Titanfall 2.
For Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Valve. Do you have the Valve story?
No, I don't have the Valve story.
Valve, the game developer behind Half-Life and Portal, has teamed up with J.J. Abrams' production company Bad Robot to produce games and movies. They are looking to see whether they want to make Portal or Half-Life into a movie first.
Half-Life and have the guy who played House as Gordon Freeman.
Well, there's that. So I will throw it over to Vince.
All right. Let's see. Hotline Miami 2 came out.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's fucking great. Go buy it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the shit.
Just to stop you for a second, as of right now, it looks like it will be current gen and next gen.
Really?
For Mortal Kombat X, according to what I have on here. So, we shall see. I hope so.
You're going to get it.
Yay! Oh, okay, go on.
Oculus says the Rift may not launch in 2015,
but nothing has gone horribly wrong. They saw the Microsoft HoloLens
and went, oh crap.
Yeah.
Which is better than what I thought. It fused to some Asian kid's head and we had to have Cyborg. So.
It's fucking badass though.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh.
The HoloLens?
Yeah, I've saw some. I've seen
Which one of you got the stink butt?
Probably your dog, bud. Wasn't me.
Oh, I haven't smelled nothing.
Probably. It's under you.
Okay.
You probably farted and forgot about it.
Yeah, it could have been.
There is a game called Cities Skylines. It's kind of like SimCity.
I've heard about
that. But better.
Oh, it is better?
Yeah. It didn't crash on the first day. Oh. So that's good, right?
That, yeah.
Somebody, I don't know who did it. It was fucking brilliant. Took the GTA 5 map and made it in the game.
Really?
Yeah. It looks fucking amazing. You can download the mod right now. Mortal Kombat X, Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
Because you took it. I was going to surprise you with it.
Oh, I got a notification from like yeah. five people on Twitter going, you see this shit?
Yeah, you're a cock.
Wow.
I need a blue... you know what I'm talking about.
It's purple.
It purple?
Yeah.
It was a
rubber glove.
Rubber glove, thank you.
I can't wait. You're not
a fighting game type of guy.
I'm not the fighting game type of guy. When my son can beat me,
yeah,
it's a button masher. I mean, all you're doing is just this. I can't remember the fucking, you know, the code to put in to do it, and I'm not fast enough to do it. Yeah, but,
yeah. Natalie's fucking button
Jason Voorhees.
This looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be alright with that.
Yeah.
Go buy Hotline Miami too. Miami?
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 Miami, Miami, Miami.
I turned into a Cuban.
Sure, why not? They can come here now.
They eat potatoes too, don't they?
Do they? I don't think they do.
As far as your stomach knows, all potatoes are mashed.
I don't think the climate's right. Too much salt.
Well, I mean, they can't eat them.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah, French fries.
French fries, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That it?
That's all I got.
Yeah. We'll do wrestling real quick. I know there's not a lot because they're just building towards In Your House of Mania. We do get Ring of Honor here in Indianapolis. You were correct. It comes on Saturday at midnight on our local channel 23.
I told you.
Yep, because I was flipping the channel as I was writing up the show last night, and it was Young Bucks versus The Kingdom was the main event, so good on you for finding that. Global Force Wrestling, this is Jeff Jarrett's new company, may be filming for TV the first week of May in Las Vegas, and it looks like they could be signing Jim Ross as one of their announcers. So, and the only other thing I have is it looks like Rusev will get a special entrance at WrestleMania. A casting call has went out for people to play Russian soldiers, since he is... You know, storyline, the hero to the Russian Federation. So, I want his ass to come out like a tank, like fucking Dolph Lundgren in Rocky. That's what I want, but I don't...
I must break you.
Yeah, so, that's all I got for wrestling right now. It's just, they're building this up, and I am, for the first time, I'm not really excited for WrestleMania. There's nothing to... I mean, Sting versus Triple H, okay. Bray Wyatt versus Undertaker... If they only end it... Oh, who put this on there? Was it... It might have been Shining Wizards Kevin put it on the Facebook that the ending to the match should be Bray beats Undertaker, lights go out, you hear Bray laughing, lights come back on, Taker's gone. That's how you get rid of Undertaker. But probably not. So that's all I got for wrestling. Demi, you got anything for sports?
Sports.
You have a nice little nap there earlier?
No, I wasn't napping. I said I have anything to get.
Dude, you were out.
I was reading.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ. the Chicago Blackhawks kicked off a 3-game road trip where the players take their fathers. And front office personnel to take their fathers.
Really?
So only two dads showed up?
No, there was they actually had
hockey
two
dad. You're thinking basketball.
Okay.
They had two or three suites. All the Sorry. Dads were wearing their kids' jerseys and stuff. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
And then they had a blowout win yesterday.
Good deal.
Kurt Busch back in the NASCAR.
Yes, they did reinstate him.
He's starting 8th, I think, today at Phoenix.
And they did say that if he qualifies for the chase, he can go ahead.
Yeah, he was waived. Because of all that bullshit, which he should have never been suspended in the first place. Right. That's a different story for a different time.
Yep.
Let's see here. There was something else.
Did we talk last week about the Colts signing Andre Johnson and Frank Gore?
No, I think that broke after.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, after. It was Tuesday when that broke.
Yeah.
The Colts got Andre Johnson and Frank Gore.
And just signing a 60-year-old black ex-baseball player.
I seen something where they were talking about the 49ers, and I said, just like past presidential election, everybody wanted Gore, had to settle for Bush. They signed Reggie Bush.
Well, didn't they get rid of somebody, too? Or didn't somebody leave?
The Colts got rid of Reggie
Wayne. Colts got rid of Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he put a thing in the paper, thank you letter to the fans and stuff like that. Really classy.
Why'd they do that?
So they could sign Andre Johnson. Reggie got hurt last year, tore his ACL.
He hadn't been productive for a couple of years.
Yeah, and he's been playing for 14. I mean, he's on the last couple of years anyway. So,
but they still should have kept him around.
Yeah, I think they should have too. But
either that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
There was a wreck in a funny car.
Oh, God, did you see this?
Yeah, I saw part of it.
Holy shit. Yeah, see if I you saw find it. It. I'm working on it.
Where at? Speed drone
for potato. No, this was a potato.
Potato.
It was in Florida.
Damn,
was,
pick on Vince Day.
Larry Dixon.
Well, it's because your fucking people did the car yesterday.
Larry Dixon's the guy's name.
This is not his first giant wreck either.
No, but this one was pretty crazy. And I was kind of surprised that he walked away from it.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing happening.
I'm anywhere. Working on it.
What are you doing?
Well, good Lord, dude.
Somebody has it on my Facebook.
The Jesus.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you
just keep
right
reading the thing.
I'm about out of sports news.
Yeah.
Seriously?
What about soccer?
I'm not at the end yet.
Oh.
Baseball. Spring training still going on. So we got that.
Yeah, talk about the Will Ferrell thing, because that was.
Oh yeah,
stupid.
Will Ferrell did a thing for Funny or Die TV. He did 10 teams, 9 positions in one day.
Yeah.
The Cubs, probably one of their better trades. They traded him for a washing machine.
A woman?
Oh.
Wow!
I knew it was coming.
Yeah, I know.
I'll pause this real quick so we can watch the wreck. Okay, and we're back. We just watched the Larry Dixon wreck. He did win. He is in to elimination round today.
If they can put the car back together.
they can't do it.
No.
But other teams have offered that he can drive their backup cars if he wants to, if he feels like he can race after he wrecked at 300 miles an hour. But he did win the race, though. He did cross the line first, so.
Well, the front half did. The last half, maybe not.
Well, yeah. That's true. That it for sports?
Soccer news. Still not a sport. The stadium bill is moving through for the concert venue.
That's true.
Have you seen?
Yeah,
it's a hell of a concert venue.
Yep.
It's a soccer stadium.
It's a concert venue.
You good?
That's it.
All right. We'll go on music news real quick. I have one thing, then I'll throw it to Timmy.
Black helicopters.
We get a lot of them.
Gangbangers.
Jack White.
That's music.
Jack White paid $300,000 for Elvis's first recording. Plans to reissue them untouched for Record Store Day, as on vinyl. The split acetate 10-inch contained covers of My Happiness and That's When Your Heartache Begins. So look for that on Record Store Day if you even have a record store near you.
What's a record?
Yeah, we know what they are.
I have one.
Yes, you do.
Yes, he does. That's all I got for music, so I'll throw it to you.
Yeah. Wayne Static.
I saw this.
The cause of his death has been revealed as a mix of alcohol and prescription drugs.
No way.
It was Oxy.
He died like a rock star.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Guitar player for Slipknot, Mick Thompson, got in a drunken knife fight with his brother, much like Vince and Dan
have done. Except you didn't stab each other in the head.
He killed a guy?
No, he didn't. He didn't kill him. His brother stabbed him in the back of the head. I don't know. I haven't heard anything else about it.
Fuck your couch.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then my last story, Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke had to pay...
I love the story.
$7.3 million to the Marvin Gaye estate for Blurred Lines copyright infringement.
I haven't heard the original one.
I haven't either. I never really...
Stevie Wonder, did you see what he said? He said it doesn't sound...
Turn out the lights.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Every time
he said there was no... He said it didn't even sound like that Marvin Gaye song.
Every time I've heard a copyright infringement thing that says, you're using my sound for your song, they play the two songs and they sound nothing alike.
Now, the last one I remember that actually sounded alike was... Was it Joe Satriani against Coldplay?
Yeah, yeah.
That one is dead on, but they still...
What song did they use? Wasn't the summer song, was it?
No,
no, it was for... Viva La Vida. It was for that song. I can't remember which Satriani song it was, but it sounds exactly the same. But
Sarah Bareilles or whatever and Katy Perry.
Yeah, the Sarah Bareilles, Katy Perry one, yeah.
Yeah.
They sounded a lot alike.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin and Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Okay, given
did that go to trial, though?
I think it did. So. I think they had to pay royalties to it.
Yeah, they might have
been. Was it Given to Fly and Going to California?
It might have been. But there's a lot of kids.
Yeah,
here's the thing about this. There's only X amount of notes and X amount of ways you can figure these notes.
Yeah.
In music, you're going to have... crosses where yeah that sounds like this
yeah but when they come out close together
yeah
fucking Jethro Tull and the Eagles, that Jethro Tull song sounds just like Hotel California.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
Jethro Tull,
so that it for music news.
Fucking that's punch you in the face.
Oh, I got
okay
one thing we didn't talk about.
Yeah,
Jesse Ventura is being sued now by Chris Kyle's wife about the money. He went to an appeal.
Right.
There's a lot of companies that have got behind her
mm-hmm.
to push it through to where she isn't going to have to pay any money.
Good. Yeah, that's...
Why?
I lost all respect for Jesse Ventura about that. Because in Chris Kyle's book, he said that Jesse Ventura was knocked out by a seal because he was talking shit.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He was hit. He wasn't knocked out. So he sued him for slander. And then Chris Kyle got murdered. So instead of dropping the lawsuit, he went ahead and continued the widow.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
You don't go against a widow of a seal if you're a seal and you're supposed to be this close-knit group, right?
But wasn't he like a bitch in real life?
Who?
Chris Kyle.
Not from everything I've read and heard.
Whoa, babies. You have bubble guts?
Baby's kicking.
Oh, that was not a good sound. I think we'll take a break right now. We don't have a song this week.
We don't?
No.
Whore hopping.
I don't know. Maybe I'll put one in. It'll be a surprise for the listeners. So.
Surprise!
Yeah. So, we'll be back in a little bit.
Kick the tires and light the fires.
Do it!
Go away to the
Tom Cruise of El Cure in the locker room in the underwear. Take my breath away. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I asphyxiate because he took away my breath. I needed to live. Give me back my breath.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My Five Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Vinyl Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks Podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
All right, we're back. Hopefully you enjoyed...
I'm here because I have a vagina.
The song.
Yeah, we love you anyways, buddy.
Guys find me cute. I have no idea what comics are.
All right, we'll get into our internet questions this week. First one. How do you like the Colts' moves so far in free agency? They signed Frank Gore, Andre Johnson, good defensive guy from Philly. Who do you think the Colts are also looking at?
Fuck the Colts.
I think they're about done until the draft.
I think they're done with free agency. I think they need offensive line help in the draft. So
the greatest free agency move ever? The Bears decided to keep Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I saw that. Idiots.
Fuck the Colts.
That's a lot of black men for you.
He likes him.
Well, once you go black, you go deaf.
No, he's talking about actual Colts.
Holy crap. Oh. He went black because he went deaf yesterday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Next question. Veterans Combine? Is this a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you want to see there?
Was it Tractor?
Will Tebow make the team, or are NFL teams still leery of all the hype that surrounds Tebow.
Well, the ESPN reported their golden child was not invited to the draft, the NFL Veterans Combine. Initially, I don't know if he's been included now, but the Sam's, the guy who, the gay guy.
Yeah, the guy that's on Dancing with the Stars now.
Yeah, he was invited.
Is he dancing with a guy?
Nobody should.
He was invited to the...
He was invited, but Tebow, who's won a playoff game, is not.
Yeah, I mean, a veteran. Okay, this guy, he was on a practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really a veteran.
Right.
He's still a redshirt rookie there, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have Christians going to that. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're just doing it.
No white Christians.
What it should be is like, you know, Reggie Wayne. He's a free agent. Nobody picked him up. Come on out. Show you're still good.
Yeah. That would be, that makes sense. But no, Tebow won't make a team.
No.
The update for Grand Theft Auto 5 came out. They finally added heist missions. Has anyone played them? What do you think? Is this enough to make you finally go buy the game? You have the game, Mr. Short.
I do not have the update. No.
No.
I have an update. I haven't played it in forever.
I suck
at Grand Theft Auto. I saw some videos, but...
No. I'm terrible at it. Last Grand Theft Auto game I was good at was the top-down version. That tells you how long it's been.
You're old.
Yes.
Yep.
Stanley is coming to your house for dinner. What do you serve him?
Fava beans.
Well, he's Jewish, so...
Matzo balls.
Yeah.
He's Jewish? Tacos.
Gebilte fish.
Depends on if it's before payday or after payday.
Yeah.
We're eating pig.
Yeah.
Ah, spider ham.
You like hawks? Here you go.
You say hawks or cocks?
You like cocks? Here you go.
Let me tell you how I invented everything Jack Kirby took credit for. Yeah. Tell us your best joke.
What'd you look at me for?
Well, I figure we go around the horn here. You got a joke?
Yeah. Let's start with Timmy.
I thought it was in reference to that picture you sent out.
No. No, that picture was hilarious.
Because I had a caption for that picture.
Was it a certain person's name?
No.
Oh, okay.
Vagina rejuvenation worked for me.
Oh. Now, this was just tell us your best joke. This was somebody put it.
What do you call a black man on the moon?
Oh, Jesus. Moon cricket?
Moon cricket.
Yeah.
Come on, that was good.
You know why Helen Keller's dog ran away?
Why?
You'd run away, too, if your name was... What's
the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea?
What?
Nobody pays to see a garbanzo bean.
Very nice. You know awesome. Why you never saw Barbie pregnant?
Why?
Because Ken always came in another box.
You know what you call an Ethiopian was a yeast infection?
What?
A quarter pounder with cheese.
Jesus Christ. Moving on. This could get really bad real fast. If you could make it snow a flavor... What flavor would it be?
Timmy wants semen-flavored snow.
No. Strawberry.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I did chocolate, yeah. I hate fucking snow.
10,000... Yeah. Fucking...
Uh-huh.
I think I had a stroke again. $10,000 for an Apple Watch. What the fuck? What are your thoughts about the Apple Watch?
That's not going to happen.
Well, you have, like, the $350 basic version, which comes with, like, the Livestrong band... I'm not buying an Apple Watch.
So what's so hip about it?
It's an Apple Watch.
It does what an Android Watch does?
Pretty much.
Have you seen the Android Watch, the mod they got for the face?
Uh-uh.
It looks like the fucking GoldenEye watch from the game.
Really?
Yeah. I want one just for that.
If I had to buy a smart, quote-unquote smart watch, I'd want the one that Penny wore in Inspector Gadget. That's the watch that I want. So.
Yeah.
Next question. Regardless of genre, what are some bad band breakups? This person thinks of a couple. They thought of Styx and perhaps Guns N' Roses.
Oh, Jesus. It must be Roboto.
You knew because of Styx. The worst one I can think of, and it's been happening off and on for 30 years, is Kiss.
Yeah.
You could throw in Van Halen when they went from Van Halen to Van Hagar. That was pretty bad.
And the guy from Extreme. Don't knock Extreme.
I'm not knocking Extreme. Gary Cerone and Van Halen should not happen.
That chick in Extreme, she was hot.
Millie Vanilli.
Get it?
I got it.
Nuno Bettencourt?
Yeah.
Nobody gets it. Me and Justin get it.
I know what you're talking about.
Any other bad band breakups anybody can think of?
Skid Row.
Yeah.
Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Because David Byrne is...
He's completely crazy.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
He's insane.
He writes awesome music, but
he's crazy.
Yeah.
The Black Crowes.
Yeah. They just finally just said fucking gave up.
It was, over their brothers.
Yeah. Next question. If you could add one character to a fighting game for each system, who would you pick for what system? This person says, using current systems... name the game, choose a character. Like for Xbox One, you pick Master Chief from Halo, put him in Soul Calibur, Kratos from God of War and Mortal Kombat, or Samus to put into Tekken. What would be your... Well, they already stole my thunder with fucking Jason in Mortal Kombat. Yeah. So.
Samus and Tekken, that's good.
I do like that one a lot.
Spawn and Grand Theft Auto. Or Deadpool.
Deadpool and Grand Theft Auto would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Jump great. Off a bridge onto a car.
Mod that shit. Somebody needs to mod that shit.
Yeah. I think my favorite mod that I've seen was Skyrim with the Randy Savage dragon.
Yeah. I'm too busy looking at tits in Skyrim.
Yeah. My pick would have been Jason, but Samus for Tekken is really good. Yeah, I like really that good. One. Next question, is Disney making a live-action Cinderella a sign that they might start making their other famous classics as the same? Which ones would you like to see and not see done? We talked about this earlier.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, they're money. Yeah. What would you not want to see them do? Well, my pick would have been fucking Dumbo.
Fucking everything. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, Disney movies.
If you're gonna redo one, redo Song of the South.
I really... Oh, fuck yeah, I got that at home.
Do you?
Yeah.
VHS?
DVD.
Really? You found it?
Yeah.
It's so racist.
Well, of course I fucking found it. Look who you're talking to.
We have to film you for the YouTube channel Singing Old Man River.
Oh, just... my God. I'll break that down like a mofo.
What is your take of Oscar Isaac being cast as Apocalypse for the upcoming X-Men movie?
He is a tiny little man.
He is very tiny. He's going to be CG'd a lot, I have a feeling.
I don't know that much about him, but I would think they're doing it for voice.
That's my guess, too, because he's going to be in a lot of prosthetics and a lot of computer.
Yeah.
So, cautiously optimistic. So.
Yeah.
Fuck the X-Men movies.
Here we go. What is your stance on DADVP? I'm against it.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
DADVP?
Yeah.
Double anal.
Double vaginal.
I've never even heard of that.
You've never heard of this?
Well, four dicks.
At a time.
Dick. How many dicks is that? A lot.
37.
I'm not receiving, so I don't care. But I mean, you're rubbing wieners together.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, I'm against it.
That would be really uncomfortable, too.
Well, the whole physics of it, I mean, how would...
You'd have two dudes laying on top of each other, probably.
Why would you, as a
woman...
Is that
her ass or yours?
why as a woman would you want that?
Don't
give me that you're a strong, independent woman who can make your own decisions. Because obviously, you can't make your own decisions. I'm just saying.
Obviously, use a hoe.
Yeah. I don't. And she's sucking him off. She's sucking somebody off, too.
The fifth and sixth, seventh.
Probably, two of them at the same time.
And got the hands.
And one in her nose.
Yeah.
Well, two in her nose.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Yep. All right, moving on. The original reality shows, Rescue 911, Unsolved Mysteries, and Cops. Do you remember them, of course?
Hell yeah.
And should 911, Rescue 911 be revived?
Bring all of them back.
No.
They tried to do that with Unsolved Mysteries. They had Dennis Farina.
But see, that's it. Yeah. They didn't get the right guy.
You can't because he's dead.
No, but you can get somebody else.
He made that show even creepier.
Fuck yeah, yeah, a little kid.
That show was creepy already.
Serial killer. Robert Stack, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Robert Stack.
Yeah, I was kind of scared of that show when I was younger. I
Especially the ghost stories one.
UFO was never seen again.
Yeah. The only person I could see that would host that show and it would keep the creepy if it was Ron Perlman or
Gary Busey. Shit.
No, Gary Busey's doing Rescue 911.
Yeah, that would
be good. I called the cops on a seashell. They never showed up yet. Not Ron Perlman. What's his name? Who does Mr. Krabs?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Clancy Brown.
Yes. Those two could do Unsolved Mysteries and I would be okay with it.
Keep the music.
Yeah, keep the music. That was creepy. God damn.
What was the other one?
Cops.
Cops is still kind of...
Cops is still going?
Cops Reloaded and...
Yeah, it's about the only thing Spike TV shows now.
Yes.
And A Thousand Ways to Die.
Yeah. Who would you match up against Colossus from X-Men versus a DC character? Person's a huge fan of the Big Oaf as a character and as an X-Men member. This is a two-part question. So the first one, who would you have Colossus fight against from DC?
Darkseid.
That would end very fast.
Yeah.
He would just zap him with Omega Beams.
Shazam?
Solomon Grundy.
Oh, yeah.
Solomon Grundy against Colossus would be a hell of a fight.
Flash. That'd be...
He would already have experience from Quicksilver. Yeah, that'd be good. We'll go into the... Yeah. Second part of the question. Should Marvel and DC have a video game together? Would it be like MMO, like DC Universe Online, or a fighting game? Which would you prefer?
Didn't they do a Marvel versus DC a while back?
They did DC versus Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay. And they did Capcom versus...
I have that game.
Mm-hmm. Yes, put them all together and put it in an MMO like DC Universe Online.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. As long as you could also do it like on DC, which I do have on the PlayStation, where you could create your own guy and put it into pick a side, Marvel or DC, and
yeah.
That would be cool as hell. Fighting game, yeah, you could do it, but it would end up being like Marvel versus Capcom type of thing. So I think the MMO way would work. Name some movies that absolutely sucked but had kick-ass soundtracks.
Lost Highway.
That's a good one. Last Action Hero.
I thought that was a good movie.
It was mediocre.
Well, if we're going mediocre, Singles.
Yes.
Because that movie wasn't bad.
Reality Bites? Was that?
Reality Bites.
Man,
I was going to say 8 Seconds.
8 Seconds is a good movie.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Last Action Hero. Judgment Night? Was it Judgment Night?
Judge Dredd, the first one.
I think Judgment Night is the one that had Public Enemy and Anthrax.
Bring the Noise.
Yeah, Bring the Noise. I think that one. That'd be another
Sound of Music?
There were no Nazis on the soundtrack.
Derek Pegg, Julie Andrews is fucking hot.
Yes. And did you see when she was at the Oscars, Anne Hathaway's message to her on Instagram? She took a picture of her on Instagram, said, "Hi, Grandma." Tying it back to the
Princess
movies, yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
And she's hot as fuck back in the day.
I'd still do her.
There's a picture of her and Dick Van Dyke on the set of Mary Poppins, and they're giving the thumbs up. Damn, she's hot.
Can we say Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke. Dick and Dyke in the same fucking sentence.
Van Dyke Brown. Gonna tie it all to Bob Ross.
Happy trees.
Yep. Okay, and we're back. I had to let the dogs back in.
We'll let the dogs out.
God damn it! I was gonna say that.
Like walking in, we were there. It was like walking in a field and you just step in a big pile of it. You knew it was there, and you ignored it, and you still stepped in it. Mr. Short, you were not here for your movie title mashups last week.
Yeah, I worked hard.
Pizza.
I like pizza.
Yep, go ahead and rattle some off there.
Okay, we got Clockwork Orange County.
Nice.
Go for Brokeback Mountain.
I like that.
That's very good.
RoboCop and a Half.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Dark Knight's Tale. What's Eating Gilbert Grapes of Wrath?
Nice. Wow.
That's awesome.
American Tales from the Dark Side.
I like that one. That would be very good.
Land Before Time Cop. This one kind of hurts. Baby's Day Out of the Furnace.
Wow. I know exactly where you're going. Stop. Stop. Yep, there we go. I couldn't stop him. I apologize. I couldn't stop him.
Is Spielberg directing it? The Boy in the Pajama Oven.
Dirty Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
And Freaky Friday the 13th.
That's good.
That's a good one. Those are good.
And that ties in with Friday being the 13th. So.
Yep.
Wow.
So for this week, you want to do our casting first or our top 10s? Let's do our casting first. We'll end with our top 10s. So our casting this week is MASH. Vince picked this, yes, based on the movie. I will run down the character list real quick. We have Hawkeye, Trapper John, Mulcahy, Hot Lips, Burns, Spearchucker Jones. That's not racist. That's the actual fucking character's name, so don't jump the shit.
It was racist because they called him that back in the day. Yeah.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that. Spearchucker Jones, the dentist, Painless, Duke, Blake, and Radar. Let's start with Radar and work our way up. Since I got him as kind of younger than the rest of the cast, kind of like he's the new guy dropped in.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of phoned it in on this one.
Yeah. Timmy, start us off.
Radar, Colin Hanks.
I like that. That's a good pick. Short.
Daniel Radcliffe.
I see that.
I tried not to cast any British people, and it was kind of hard.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
The kid who played Malcolm in the Middle. Malcolm.
Oh, Freddie Muniz?
Yeah.
Frankie.
That's what I said, huh?
I think he said Freddie.
Meh. I picked Ian DeKestiker. He has a really weird... He plays Fitz on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Testiker?
Apparently he's Scottish.
Oh.
That's the one I screwed up on. Blake.
Yeah, Bradley Whitford.
That would be pretty good, actually.
Sam Riley. I don't know.
He's an actor in the Hole.
And he's an actor in the Hole.
Be funny if he's in the Hole.
Yeah. We need to get this movie and watch it sometimes.
I've seen it.
Have you?
It's not that great. I mean, it's all right. But
is that the right guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Meh. He's a Maleficent.
Okay.
Bruce Campbell.
Nice. I pick Kevin Spacey.
All right.
So that brings us to Duke.
Chris Pine.
Nicholas Holt.
Okay.
Josh Lucas.
Anytime I hear the name Lucas, I think of the old 80s movie.
God, you remember that? Corey Haim?
Yeah, I remember that. You've already mentioned on here how old I am.
That's so funny.
And you're older than me. So.
I know.
For my Duke, I went with Tom Berenger.
Nice.
The substitute. He's probably best known for Major League. The Dentist. Who you have as Painless?
You ever seen the movie?
The Dentist?
No. MASH. The movie.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a pretty good casting, I thought. John C. Reilly.
God!
See, it was really good.
Yeah, that was almost mine. I changed it at the very end. Who you got there, Short?
James Darcy.
You're a fucker.
British guy.
Yeah. You got...
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. I went with Oliver Platt. That's who I changed it to from John C. Reilly, but yeah, that was pretty. Yeah, that was a good one. Our next one is Spearchucker Jones.
Jaden Smith.
Terry Crews.
Tracy Morgan.
No, I had Donald Glover.
I went with Ving Rhames. Nice. So that is our black quota for the moment. Burns.
Joaquin Phoenix. Because he was kind of crazy, anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Mark Wahlberg.
I knew he was going to be. I'm just glad he's not your Hawkeye.
Will Ferrell.
I went with Ed Harris.
I see that.
Mine's kind of serious. I got kind of a serious cast going here. That brings us to Hot Lips.
Ollie Larder.
Allie Larder?
Yeah.
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 Amanda Seyfried?
Oh, Amanda Seyfried from Watch Chloe. She, yeah.
Alice Eve.
I went with Christina Hendricks. I went with the redhead because, you know.
Which season blonde?
I stand by my pick, goddammit.
You just like redheads. You're a sucker for redheads.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He sucks redheads.
Yeah, I've heard that. I walked in on that.
And I said, grab the camera.
You people make me wish all my fingers were metal. Speaking of coming off of that, who you got for McKay, the preacher?
I wanted to do the guy from Saturday Night Live. Father Sarducci.
Oh, Father Guido Sarducci.
Yeah, but I went with James Franco.
You're not allowed in a church ever again for that pick.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Kick-ass.
Oh, okay.
Simon Pegg.
I went with John C. McGinley. But I want him to have that attitude he had as Dr. Cox on Scrubs. As a priest. So.
Yeah.
Just an asshole priest. Oh, I was waiting for everybody to jump in there for a second. Yeah. That brings us to Trapper John.
Well, he's from Massachusetts. Oh, God. So, Wahlberg.
Excuse me. I know that one of these weeks, your entire casting is just going to be Wahlberg Brothers.
I did that one time.
I know. I remember.
I did all redheads one time.
Yeah.
On accident.
Is that happy accident? Who you got for Trapper John there, Short?
Oh, Michael Vartan.
I know that name.
The Hulk.
He may not have been in the Hulk.
Vartan.
Vartan, yeah. Yeah, that guy.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
He's never been kissed in the Hulk.
Oh.
He never been kissed Jennifer Garner. So.
2014.
Yep. Vince, you got?
Seth Rogen.
I went with Bradley Cooper.
Not bad.
So, that leads us to the star of the show. Who's your Hawkeye?
George Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Hey, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Mine is kind of based off the TV. And I went with Joel McHale.
That's good.
Because I see him as kind of like an Alan Alda type. But, I mean, granted, in the movie, it's not Alan Alda. It's,
right.
Yeah. So, I think we all have pretty...
That sounded wet.
Disinfect the chair after the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So that was our casting for MASH.
Why don't you put some vagina on that screen? I'm tired of looking at that guy.
Fine.
Do that one, yeah.
Which one?
Over. Yeah, right there. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that ain't right.
Move on to our top 10 list.
FBI's coming.
I'm just trying to keep the show going. We'll start with, who do you want to see at a convention? So these are celebrity guests that you would want to see. I tried to pick people that aren't normally at a convention. So, number 10 there, Mr. Timmy.
Jeff Daniels.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
That line would be incalculable.
Yeah, but then all the other lines would be...
Yeah. Edward Herman, before he died.
Yeah.
Because he was going to be at this Horror Hound weekend, and he didn't make it. Yeah. And he died shortly thereafter.
That's true. Yeah, that would have been a good one. For my number 10, I have Rob Zombie.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be very cool. Maybe get a panel of him and his actors together. And that would be very cool. Number 9.
Broken Lizard.
Yeah, that would be very cool. I would wait in line to sit in that panel. Timmy?
Mark Wahlberg. Oh,
Alex Winter.
Very good. I actually went with a comic book one. I went with Matt Fraction and David Aja.
Oh, yeah.
From the Hawkeye run that I love, so I would really like to see them at a convention together. Number 8.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, but I bet I can see him doing it. So,
Steve McNiven.
Yes.
Spider-Man artist.
Yes.
William Catt. Greatest American Hero.
Oh, no.
And we're back again. What was the last one? You said McNiven. You said...
For which number are we
on? Eight.
William Catt.
William Catt. I went with Weird Al. I think Weird Al...
That wouldn't be bad.
Weird Al at a convention would be very cool.
Yeah. It's not a female version of you.
No.
That's good.
She's shorter.
Number seven.
I'm better looking.
Hold on. I gotta find my list.
Yeah, since...
Vince
just asked. Timmy's sister looks like him.
What are we on, seven?
Yes.
Chevy Chase.
That would be a hell of a get. Yep. Number seven.
Jim Lee.
Yes.
Ray Park.
He was at Wizard World.
Was he?
Yes. And he had a pretty big line, as a matter of fact. Not like Lonely Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, poor Lou
Ferrigno. That still makes me sad.
Nobody had... Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
For my number seven, I have H. John Benjamin and Aisha Tyler, throw in the whole cast of Archer. I would be all about that. I love that stupid ass show. It's filling my Mike Tyson mysteries gap. So, number six,
Carrie Ewells or whatever.
Yes, from Princess Bride and
Robert Mantides.
Yep. Sure.
Capullo.
Yes.
You know, you could start watching Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
It's a web show.
No, it's a cartoon.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I might have to look into that. Number six.
Patrick Warburton.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed as the Tick.
That'd be cool as shit.
My number six, I should have this higher, but if he ever comes to a convention, I don't care which one it is, I'm going. Lloyd Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
From Troma. That's one. He was almost my number one, but I had to rearrange after some.
He's a creepy old fucker.
Yeah, he is, but I love trauma shit, so. Number five.
Tim Conway.
Yes. As Dorf.
No. As Tim Conway.
That's still some of the funniest thing. If you ever watch, it sometimes comes on for the Carol Burnett DVDs.
Yeah.
Some of his shit's just still hilarious, and it holds up 30 years later.
Because it's good wholesome shit, and you could tell they're having a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're not serious at all about.
No,
you know.
But Harvey was, and Conway would always try to bust him up, and he'd always get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd say they'd practice it one way in dress rehearsal, and then at the show, that was completely out of the window.
Where they had the Siamese elephants, you know, snork, you know, with the noses together, and he just lost it. That brings us to me for five. Stephen King.
I haven't done five.
Yeah, I've done five.
What the hell are we up to? Did you do five?
I did five.
You do five. What's your five?
Matt Groening.
Okay. Yeah.
Patrick Stewart.
I almost thought he was at a con, but I don't. Maybe it was a Star Trek convention. But mine was Stephen King. So number four, since I threw the order off again.
Mel Brooks.
That would be great.
Yeah. Joss Whedon.
There's a lot of shit that's come out about Joss Whedon here lately that I've read about how he's the super feminist, you know, male behind the feminist thing, but then find the interview that Charisma Carpenter did. Well, she was on the Angel TV series and got pregnant, and he basically fired her. And when she was ready to come back, he said, "No, you're not coming back to my shows," type of deal, because she wanted to go have a kid. And so he might not be the feminist you think he is deep down.
Well, he's got balls. Good for him. Brent Spiner.
Data.
Yeah.
My number four, Tim Curry. Either as Pennywise or just as Tim Curry.
So. Wearing a thong?
Of course.
Yeah.
Him on Criminal Mind was creepy as hell.
Yeah, it was.
God.
Well, have you ever seen McHale's Navy, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that. Number three.
Danny DeVito.
He would be drunk. But it would be great.
Todd McFarlane.
To get your shit signed.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Yeah.
Terry Pritchett. But he's dead now.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah. I went with Smith and Muse. Silent Bob and Jay.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
That would be huge. And actually, they might have a longer line at a Comic-Con than Johnny Depp.
Probably.
Even though I did see Fruity Jack Sparrow. He was there.
Yeah, he was there again. Yeah. He was at Wizard World.
Yeah, he can't hold his wrist straight. That's all I'm saying about that. Number two.
All the Batman actors on one stage.
Except Clooney.
No, yeah, Clooney.
Fuck him. And his nipples.
I blame that more on Joel Schumacher.
Fuck Joel Schumacher.
Joel Schumacher. Whatever. Fucking.
And the bat nipples.
And the bat nipples.
Kevin Conroy is the only Batman that matters.
Yes.
Period.
It's true. It's your turn, bitch.
Scotty Young.
Yep. That's your new favorite artist. That's
it.
Yeah. Number two for you.
Harlan Ellison.
Yeah. I have Matt Groening. Just dude from The Simpsons. Yeah. What's your number one? You better not steal mine.
Bruce Campbell.
God damn it.
He stole yours.
He stole mine.
Stanley.
Yeah. And we know yours was
Bruce Campbell.
Mine was Bill fucking Murray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crazy Bill Murray.
Yeah, just shows up at a con unannounced.
Did you see Carrie Fisher yesterday?
Nobody could see fucking Carrie Fisher.
I wanted to
get swarmed.
I would have loved to have gotten her to sign Margot Kidder's signature, and then try to find Margot Kidder to get her to sign Carrie Fisher because they're both batshit crazy.
Yeah, no, the swarm of people around Carrie Fisher was ungodly. And considering she was charging Shatner prices, 80 for a signature, 80 for a picture. Yeah, she was making some serious cash.
Yeah.
That takes us to our final top 10 list. These are bad movie ideas. We do a lot of news about just bad movies that Hollywood is doing, gonna do. These are ones that we come up with. Go.
All right, Titanic 2.
The Uprising.
The Uprising.
Zombies.
That's what I was thinking. Sci-fi, get on this shit. You do Sharknado, goddammit.
With an Asian guy.
A hurricane.
The fried rice.
Tsunami.
We're going to hell.
Oh, well.
Snowflame. The DC character that's powered by cocaine.
Cocaine. Yes. I forgot about that. Oh, my God. Yes. But who would play?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes. In his Better Off Dead days.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's great.
Flashdance 2.
Starring?
I don't know. Jennifer Grey?
Jennifer Beals.
Either one.
Okay. I have a biopic about Gallagher, starring Carrot Top.
Nice.
What's your next one there?
Grown Ups 3.
Oh, God. Yes, that would be terrible. Stop it.
Star Wars Origins, Jar Jar Binks.
damn it. No, go. Keep going. Keep going. I just hung up on him. Top Gun 2 in space.
We're getting that. It's called Red One. It's going to be Star Wars. I have an evil TV producer puts annoying celebrities on an island full of zombies. And I take that back. That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Call it Hunger Games. I don't care.
E.T. Zombie Hunter.
That sounds great.
That sounds great, actually. Sci-fi needs to get on this shit.
No shit.
Kanye West biopic.
Ugh. Already in the works.
Really?
Yeah, I just haven't reported it.
It's going to be awful.
I don't want to cry.
It's called Keeping Up with the West.
Oh, does your mommy die?
Nobody gives a fuck about you. Your wife's an ex-porn star and your daughter's a fucking compass. All right?
Took the shit in airline.
And you killed your mother.
And you killed your mother.
Beaches 2. Necro Love.
Wow.
I can't think of the name. It was a... Here's what I have, and you'll know the name of what I'm thinking of. I have Jack Black and Melissa McCarthy star as a husband and wife crime-fighting team. Heart to Heart. I may have wrote that just to make him giggle.
You could have done Scarecrow Mrs. King too.
Yes, that was it. Yes. McMillan and wife.
Oh, Jesus.
Jake and the Fat Man.
Quit, I peed a little bit. Jake and the Fat Woman.
Sure enough. We're going to hell. Next.
Larry the Cable Guy. Pimpin' Ain't Easy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
10 more things I hate about you.
The Devil's Rejects 2 in space.
I'm sensing a theme.
You would be correct.
All right. A woman uses the hypnotic powers of her giant ass in a plot to take over the world, starring Kim Kardashian. That might actually be true. Okay.
Pirates of Lake Michigan.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Amy Fisher, 10 years after.
She does porn now.
I know.
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah.
Let's look that up.
No.
Purple Rain 2 in space.
Game. Space blouses.
Oh, I had news about Prince. He's on tour. He's announcing the cities, but not the venue. He'll tell you the
what
venue on Twitter like the day before or something.
I'm going to be in Milwaukee. Find me.
Yeah.
You just see the people roaming the streets of Milwaukee. We're looking for a little black guy to play guitar.
Shoot the J. Shoot it.
My next one is a ripoff of the movie Seven. It's called Eight. About a murderous woman and her seven midget henchmen.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, there was a...
Dan would jerk off to that.
Yeah, I know.
There was a movie script out for that.
Was there?
It was had Morgan Freeman redoing
for
Seven.
Eight, not the midgets.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Can we find eight famous midgets?
Dan right. did.
Go on. Yeah, Dan did.
All right, the life and times of a door-to-door panty saleswoman.
Online.
I hate you more than life itself. Sure.
Oh, John Bobbitt after the whacking.
I bet it smelled like strawberries.
Would that be the...
Not John Bobbitt, but the...
yeah. Continue.
Memento 2. In space.
I have Adam Sandler plays a washed-up comedian who's out to kill the younger guy who took his spot. Co-starring Andy Samberg.
Oh, Death the Smoochie.
Yeah, Death the Smoochie, yeah.
Excuse me.
2008, Detroit Lions, A Season to Remember. That was when they went 0-16.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice, yeah.
Since they're making a bunch of movies about board games.
Yep.
Mousetrap.
That probably...
That would work.
Yeah. Basically Home Alone 5. Yeah.
One Direction Adventure Caper.
In space?
No.
Oh! That's fan. I have a remake of The Shakiest Gun in the West. It was originally Don Knotts. This
Michael
one will
J.
be
Michael
J.
Fox.
Fox. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
His pain is so funny.
I'll end up getting it. So.
Moses. Lost in the Desert.
Moses, Queen of the Desert.
Getting that first class ticket to hell now. Right?
Wow.
Yeah. Next.
Candyland, directed by Tim Burton.
Fuck, nowadays, yeah, they'll probably make
I
it.
I could see that.
Yeah.
It'd be scary as fuck.
Yeah.
One Direction Adventure Caper. In space.
There it is.
You were jumping the gun.
Yeah, fucker.
I have Larry the Cable Guy and Tyler Perry as Madea starring a remake of Miami Vice.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. What's your next one there?
C-Section Tuesday, Confessions of an Aging Stripper.
Oh my god. That's terrible.
Shot in Indianapolis at the Harem House.
We drove by there.
Yeah, I'm sure we did.
On our way to Little Mexico yesterday.
Huh. The crabs have herpes in that place.
This might make you cry. Yeah. Spinal Tap 2, The Epidural.
Oh. Can't be as bad as the Babies in the Oven Holocaust movie.
Yeah.
Well, this is an all-female cast.
Oh. Okay. Speaking of all-female cast, an all-female Ghostbusters cast.
Hey.
Nice.
You like that? You'll see how I worked that in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Bad movie ideas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have 50 Shades of Grey. Comedian Stephen Wright stars as a paint store employee with OCD about the color gray.
Nice.
Just because he has that deadpan. I like all the colors of gray. Gray's a great color.
Fucking hate you.
I know. What's your last one there?
Hitler, A Man in a Dream.
I'll go watch that.
Watch it. I think Vince has wrote 5 scripts already.
Yeah, I got one with singing and dancing, and then one that's serious. Yeah.
Hitler on Ice.
Oh, now there's 6.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Teen Mom.
That's it. Yeah, that's good.
50 Shades of Grey 2, The Golden Girls Rising.
In space?
In space.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, would you fuck B. Arthur? I mean, would you?
When she was alive?
Yeah.
She's dead now.
I don't know.
Is she dead?
Yeah.
Even when she was in...
The only one left is Betty White.
I thought it was Rue McClanahan who died, and then B. Arthur?
B. Arthur died.
Maud is dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry to break this news to you.
Oh, that's awful. No, she's a fucking bitch, man.
Yeah.
She looked rough in History of the World, though.
Yeah, that's true.
She looked like old then.
Who?
B. Arthur.
Oh.
My last bad movie idea is Ernest Goes to Gitmo.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Well, Ernest is dead.
It's a short trip. That's it for our top 10 list this week and our fan casting. If you have suggestions, email, hate mail. Hi, there could be
if
a lot of
hate mail. If you have requests for any racial slur we have not said.
Yeah.
Please let us know.
Can't imagine there's too many out there.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the guy from Top Gear got suspended?
Yeah, he punched a producer, didn't he?
He said, he said Slope.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess slope is a derogatory term for an Asian person, which I never heard that. He said,
I thought it was for a waterhead.
He was looking at the fucking bridge, and he said, it's beautiful, but there's a slope in the bridge. And the other guy's like, yeah, you can see where it, you know, goes down. And I guess there's a guy walking across the bridge.
Jeez.
I didn't get it.
He's been on thin ice for a long time.
Well, if you really want, fuck, just say there's a goddamn gook on the bridge, man. What
Here
the fuck?
Here we go, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Charlie, is that you?
Right. Mr. Nathaniel Victor, get off the bridge.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so send us email. request anything you want us to cover, not cover, anything like that. Inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is the email address. We have a Twitter, @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo.
@TimmyShizzler.
@SureTimmy.
@FetalBliss.
We have a Facebook group. Go ahead and join the official Inconclusive Breakdown podcast group thing. Just look us up. I'll add you in. I think that's it for this week.
Oh, I don't know if we can't remember if we talked about it, but Last Man on Earth, we talked about that, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, there's another show. They redid The Odd Couple, and I've watched it. I don't think it's that bad.
It's Matthew Perry and
some other guy.
Dingle.
Yeah.
The guy who played Dingle from 911. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
You also like Blackish.
I do.
And Glee.
He likes Glee.
I'm Glee.
Oh.
Glee and Pokemon.
I started to watch Blackish the other day, and I was like, no.
I can't do it.
No.
You guys just need to quit watching TV like I did.
I'm heading that way. So I think that's it. Anybody got any final last words?
Testicles?
No.
Moon cricket?
No. You got Irish?
Yeah. Blame fucking Irish people.
Potato eating bastards. What is it, Tuesday?
Yeah.
What about the women?
They can take a hell of a punch.
What about the women that blocked off the men's restrooms?
Who were filthy. They're conventional.
You make fun of the Irish people, but what about all the fucking women downtown?
I felt bad having male parts
of them. How can you block the men's restrooms? That's a public...
I know.
I would have walked in there and told her to eat a dick.
This is why I'm so glad you
weren't. Yeah, I'm going to go pee. Fuck you. You can't block the men's restrooms off.
Yeah.
Could have just tore the sign off of there.
That's true. But now they have restrooms where everybody can use them. They're unisex or trans...
Don't get me fucking started on that trans bullshit.
We'll stop. I'm sorry. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening and downloading. Spread the word. Make your friends listen. Well, maybe not to this episode, but maybe next week's. Might be a little better. All right. Take us out.
Ah, Riva Derci, motherfuckers.